just want to repeat some things they said, didn't they? I want to go over the few things that have been said there before, like the douching. Everything in Avodas Hashem requires a chana. Rosh Hashanah has its Elul, Yom Kippur has its Rosh Hashanah, it's in the Tshuva. Pesach has its Shloshim Yom Lishmachad. And Shavuot has its Pesach and its Sfiras Ha'Omer. So we're just over 3 weeks into the Omer, 4 weeks left. Rosh Gifford used to say it's not too late, but it's later than you think. To get to Kabbalah's Torah properly requires an enormous amount of machana. I want to focus our attention a little bit on some of the aspects of machana that need avoidance. So all of the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos is the Gedolei Torah min HaKohuna or min HaMalchus. Torah is greater than Malchus. Kohuna and Malchus. Shemalchus nicknames the Shloshi Malos. Malchus is acquired with city qualities. Vakuna be'esim v'ava. The Kohuna is acquired with 24. Vatoya nicknames v'arbi v'shmoyne dvorim. Torah is acquired with 48 tools. Yoichol Adam Lilma Torah ul'hatmid b'limidoy. Torah. A person can learn Torah and he can be a gewaldiger matmid, but a dying law zoch the kinyan of Torah, and he still must marry the kinyan of Torah. Shetei torosa kunuoloi, the tikra Torah delay, that the Torah will be his, acquired to him, and will be called his Torah. The same chelkein of a seresech, I want my portion in Torah. He can learn the whole day, 24 hours a day, his whole life, and not be kind of Torah at all. And since one of our primary obligations is to make a kinyan in Torah, we have to spend a lot of time meditating and thinking and going deeply into understanding what are the things we need to do in order to acquire Torah. V'halo kol yetzias Mitzrayim ha'yisa l'man matorah zu shel matan Torah. The whole reason why we came out of Mitzrayim was in order to get the Torah. Had it not been for getting the Torah, there would be no way, no purpose, no reason to take Chalitza out of Mitzrayim. No reason at all. We could have stayed in Mitzrayim. In fact, there would be no reason to enter Mitzrayim then. We weren't going to get the Torah, we didn't need to go to Mitzrayim either. We could have starved to death in Canaan. We solved a lot of problems today. What were the things that were demanded from Klal Yisrael before Kabbalah Torah? And what difficulties did Klal Yisrael have to overcome in order to acquire Torah? Umehem nilma deya lahavin. It's ifne avodaseinu b'dacha kinyan Torah, and by that we'll be able to understand our derech and our voida in making a kinyan Torah. I'm just learning all your cheskel. The cheskel sefer and Torah v'das. If anybody wants to use this result. So the first point to bring down is like this.
Hmm? summary of the Ramban, in Shmois over there says that Klal Yisrael, the day they come into Mitzrayim, there was a simcha b'yontif for him. And he explains why. Because they knew they were on the way to get the Torah. Which means they weren't coming out of Mitzrayim in order to get out of the Abdus and the Chayrus. That's not why they made a yontif and they made a simcha of coming out of Mitzrayim. They were avodim, they were meshubas, they were in a terrible matzav, and they came out, and they were the simcha b'yontif. Why? Because they were in Eved and Am free. Says Ramban, not. They knew that they were going out of Mitzrayim. Now they were zoiche to get the Torah Nasina. The kivin shegiu la Hasinai, and since they got to Hasinai, hargishu klal Yisrael shenis molish shifosam v'zok letatnisam v'kader. When they got to Sinai, they saw the fruition of all their yearning and all their hope. The psukim eilu neemru b'toyre kahachone l'ma'amet ha-Sinai. These psukim all come before Ma'amet ha-Sinai. The Ramban's klal is that therefore they all are hachone for Kabbalah ha-Toyre. As nimtze shehashe'ifu v'harotzen ha-oiz, a deep yearning and desire, Heima derech hareishis shel yoda ef shel ezakas l'tayra. That is the first thing a person needs in order to be ready to l'tayra, is to want it. To want it. No one ever gave up smoking without wanting to give up smoking. It's too hard. It's to really want it. Somebody doesn't want to make a kinyan l'tayra, never going to do it. It's to really want it. So a person has to spend time learning and understanding why Torah is so important. This is my life. This is my oxygen. This is what I live on. Yeah? Okay. Do I mean it? How much do I mean it? And if I didn't have Torah to move, what's the big deal? Just to spend time learning and understanding and building a yearning and a shi'ifa for king and a Torah. Not to be able to make a little shnayim mikveh targum. Not being able to have some skills that I can learn at that yoni once a week. Kinyan, I tell you. Those people who created us Buddhists in this world. Not to be 3% do a bit of spiritual study, this and that, whatever else does. But just to make a kinyan, I tell you. So the first thing is to work on my drossel. How much do I want it? How badly do I want this? Ra'oid, Shambarambad. Ve'yisim refidim ve'yichonu b'midbar Sinai. Ve'chosev ve'yiviu midbar Sinai, lo'im ha'kimiyad shebo al midbar Sinai, chonu b'midbar. Ve'yisim maha minegah. Ve'lo'antinu yad shichnosu bo al mokum toiv l'chanoit sham. Immediately they saw ha'Sinai, they parked. Where were they? The midbar, in the middle of the midbar. Now that's not a very comfortable place. It's not the best place to set up camp. Yeah, when you go camping, you see this empty desert, no water, no trees, that's not where you plant your tent. Yeah, you wait till you find an oasis. No, says Ramban, they stopped straight away. They wanted to be Hasina. Shemiyad b'voim l'Sinai, the minute they got to Sinai, lo chipshu la'atzman mokem lina. When they got to Sinai, they don't look for themselves, where can they find somewhere to lie down? Ela teikuv zorku atzman kviyochol mulaha. If they threw themselves to be ready for the Torah. Get a tablet of Torah. Habov is boinon, this is Chetzkel talking to Ponovitch Yeshiva in Tavshin Chaf Gimel. How far back we're talking. Yeah? Almost 50 years ago. So listen to what he says. Habov and his boinon, kamer chaykim anu mikach. You just have to use your imagination and extrapolate a little bit if you still have any powers of extrapolation. If you have any Yirat Hashem left, you can work this out for yourself.
Hinei b'chua bo li yeshiva b'tchilas hazman. Bochur comes to yeshiva at the beginning of the month, or an avreich arrives at the beginning of the day. That's 50 years forward. That's today. Reishis hoylech lechadre lesadeh chafotze v'koyvel o'mokem menopon. First thing he does, what does he do? He goes to his room and makes his bed. First thing you want to do, you've got to fix up, you've got to take care of your bed. Mokem menuchem. V'rak achakach, kishakol ha'inyodim, hagashimim, nirim, noichim, be'einai. When everything's set up and nice, everything's sorted out. Az poine lebeis ha'midrash. Then he goes to the beis ha'midrash. Call Zay Raya Shain Shifosainu Chazoka Kolkach. Our yearning is not that strong. Umishumkach ain't Pniyosainu Arishainu the Mokum Torah. That's why the first place we go is not to the Mokum Torah. The first place we go is upstairs, take off your jacket, take off your hat, check out the air conditioner, switch on the fan, get my coffee, sort out, then I open my Gemara. It was crazy in Shlaim today. He came to South Africa many, many years ago. He used to bring up Reichen to South Africa for me to talk to Mechazot Bekoilo. So the guy that went to fetch him at the airport told me the story. He gets off the plane, he's just flown. He can't speak a word of English, by the way. Israeli. Hebron. Yeshivas Allah. Married, two little kids. You know, it's like you get off the plane at 6 o'clock in the morning with two little kids. Gets off the plane. So the guy meets him there, Paul Shalmathan, how are you? Picks him up, takes him to the new house that the Kegel's organized for him and whatever. They come into the house. As they walk into the house, he says to the guy, "Lost the Baba Kama? Do you have a Baba Kama in here?" So he says, "Yeah, we have a Baba Kama." He took out the Baba Kama, put on his stand, he said, "That's not a good." Before he put on his bag, before he put it, where's the bedroom, where's the kitchen, where's the Lost the Baba Kama? He's been on the plane all night, been walking the kitchen, whatever. You have a Baba Kama? That's what we're talking about. Sit and watch what it looks like if God's coming to the Beit Midrash in the morning. You don't need a Cheskel, I mean, you need to point it out to you, otherwise you wouldn't notice. But once you've noticed it, have a look what it looks like. There was a famous Maisa before the war. There was a Bochur in Yeshiva sitting in a dining room eating, and somebody came over to him and asked him a question. It's a well-known Maisa. And he didn't know how to answer. It was a simple halachic question. He didn't know how to answer. He felt terrible. One was embarrassed. Where am I holding? I couldn't even answer a question like that. He got up from the suit in the middle of the suit. He went to the Beis Midrash and he sat and learned. And learned. And eventually became a big Talmud Chacham. When Reb Chaim heard this Maaser, he said, had he stopped to bench, he wouldn't have become a Talmud Chacham. The reason why he was able to reach such great heights was when he got the message, learn, he learned. He didn't wait to bench. I'm not saying you shouldn't bench, I'm not saying Allah says I'm not going to bench later. I don't know what's going to be when he gets to Shemaim about that bench. But one thing's for sure, Reb Chaim said if he stopped to bench, he wouldn't even made it to the Beis Midrash. When you're fired up, when you walk in the morning and you're fired up and you want to learn, you're upstairs, by the time you get down afterwards, the fire's gone, it's gone. Sit down and learn for 3 minutes and then go upstairs. Don't take care of all your needs and everything. When everything's in place, then I'll start learning. The Mishnah of Pereshis, I'll tell you the Kesheefne Eshna. Don't say that when I'm ready, when everything's ready, when everything's in place, then I'll learn. Shemelo Yipon Eloyim. Because maybe you'll never ever. It's never ever going to be all in place. The best opportunity you have, where everything's exactly the way it's supposed to be for you to serve Hashem, is now. There's never going to be a better moment. So that's the second akuda. The first one is the person has to mechazak, he's rotten and shifas. The second one, he has to take stock and have a look and see how much he really wants Torah and what's getting in the way of him wanting that Torah. The third Nakuda, there's many, these are the ones we'll focus on now, is Rosh Vaita, the Hamshech of the Pasuk, the Yochan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar, Uber Rashi, Keish Echad, Belay Dechon, the famous Rashi. How is Sham Yisrael Zoyche to Torah, Keish Echad, Belay Dechon? I'll get an insight to the Amoedic. Amoedic is a fascinating insight that I don't think you've seen before. Yochan Sham Yisrael, Vloshen Yochid, Shekav Yochel, Kol Klav Yisrael, Kulem Nafuchu Lish Echad. Klal Yisrael kiviyochol became ish echod. V'kol levavam u'machshavos samayisa achas. Their lives and their thoughts and everything became one. But in ze shal ish echad b'lev echad, hayim ha'achonis ha'nidreshes v'ha'chrichiyutz l'kavolos ha'tzeira. This is the fundamental obligation. In order, if you want to get Kabbalah Satsari, you have to be Ish Echad Belay Bechot. Ubeimet Sarah Chavonim. Heichev Shalagia Lamayla Zuma. How is it possible to get to such a level? You're telling me that in order to make Kenneth Sarah to be Ish Echad Belay Bechot. But that's impossible. You're telling me don't even start. Ish Echad Belay Bechot. Vahafta Lorecha Kamaycho. You have to be one with the whole of Klal Yisrael. Otherwise, you don't get Torah. So how do you do that? V'nei kosev Ramban, the Ramban in Vayikro, v'viyam v'tzazat v'recha k'moichel, the Ramban on that posuk says, ki lo yekabo lei v'adam shiyei v'sachaveirei k'avos es nafshon. He said, you can't. A person can't accept upon himself to love somebody the same as he loves himself. Ela, not going to agree with the Ramban, by the way, but Ramban's also a Ramban. And the tovcha ha'toyre shi'yoyiv chaveyre b'kol inyan kasheh yoyiv es nafshoy. You have to love your friend with all the things that you love yourself. V'kol Hashem avakesh latmoy v'yakesh as l'chaveyre. All the things you want for yourself, also want for your friend. Right? You want to learn Torah, you want to understand Torah, so help your friend learn Torah. You want to have a nice car, so buy him a car. You want to, look after, and all the things you want for yourself, make sure that you want it for him as well. Vain sham barucha. Go look at the Ramban there. Posuk Yutes. Perek Yutes, Posuk Yutches. Nimtze shelo yitochen kemat yagir l'mayle zu. It seems it's almost impossible to come to this mile of after Rechel Koyma. They are called God all betoyed. This is the Rebbe Kiva. 24,000 yeshiva bochrim of Rebbe Kiva died because they didn't get the suya right. And the Ramban is telling us you can't get there. כמעט, שלא יהיה תוכן כמעט להגיע למייל הזו, שיזעקד כאיש אחד ולא יהיה אחד אם זה לא עושה. ואיך יגיע כלל ישראל, קרידה מה בנעשי לה למייל הזו, how did כלל ישראל get to this dagger? And how are we supposed to get to this dagger? You told me how כלל ישראל got to it fine. The door I mean for, they had Moshe Rabbeinu with them. And what do you want from us? We're living in the basement with the lights off. It's so dark and we're so used to the dark, we don't even know how dark it is. We think it's light out there. We think this is normal. How are we supposed to get there? So listen carefully. What's the time just done? I want to go. Too late.
1 minute.
Huh? Okay. 5 minutes will do the trick. Ben Yoina, the pasuk from Megillah, from Mishlei, sorry, it says that a person should separate himself from anything that's connected to Taiva. Yeah, the Taiva Yevakesh Neforet, the call to Shia Yizgaler. When a person's Poiret, Pashtus, Poiret from Taiva, so then the Yeshia, then the Yeshua is Megale. Pirish, Ben Yoina. מי שמבקש ללכס אך את הווסוי ורצוי נאי זה מוי דקר בן יני לזה מי שמבקש ללכת אחרי את הווסוי ורצוי נאי somebody wants to go off his tithes and his own rotsa נפרד מכל חבר ועמית he is amir, sorry he is separating himself from all his friends and his nation seems to be quite a it really seems to connect that much. God is off his tithe. He's a Baal tithe. He's a Kabahima. But said, okay. But that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah says. He goes off to his tithe. He doesn't have any friends. Why not? Ki tithes b'nei Adam u'midoisa, because the tithe is in the midas of b'nei Adam, chalukos ein ritzoinoni shalzeh k'ritzoinu shalzeh. My tithes and my ritzoinus are not like your tithes and your ritzoinus. אחים ילך בדרך חסיכל אז יזכובר לו החברים ויהיו רבים if you go off to your seichel seichel yosha so then everyone's a seichel yosha this is the rotzen Hashem this is the rotzen aruch then everybody has the similar rotzon, the same rotzon. They have the same goals. But if I'm going after my own rotzon, I'm going after my own taiva, not seichel driven, but taiva driven, they're all going to be different. So everyone's going to be pulling in different directions. B'shar she'adam chai v'taivas ha'olam hazeh b'kirboi, a person's living with taivas ha'olam hazeh, lo titochen b'shum oifen etzlai ava v'achus. Then you won't find ava v'achus. Don't find ava v'achus when you have a group of people living for the taivas of olam hazeh. Ki ha'taiva v'hamidus goyimim l'pirud v'richuk. Unbelievable, so you see many groups and parties and organizations that get together, lots of different people, and it seems they all have one goal. You'll tell me that the Republicans, you see, they're all ba'achad, ish echad, b'leiv echad, yeah? Likud, they're all ish echad, b'leiv echad, even though they cease to exist. But we can walk on the line of dark here called Sheker. That's all Sheker. Shekivan shekolechat poye lefir tzenoiso. Bal kocha shekolechat niporim is losa. Shabai shechay olam hazeh. Vatavosa is madrichi noiso. You must know that's all Sheker. Everyone in it is in it for himself. He's not there for the group. He's not there for the ultimate goal. He's there for himself. And the minute he can get a better deal somewhere else, and the minute he can do a cut a better organization, then you move. You find a better deal. And therefore there's so much machlekes and arguments and disagreements within all those so-called unions. V'rak b'shah shechai chayim ruchnim ef shi'egir lishchovesim zulosa. Only when a person is living a spiritual existence can he come to an equalitative relationship in the ish echad b'nei v'echad. Esav hayu lo shesh nefoshes, the ksiv nefoshes harba. But Esav uses lo shesh nefoshes. Yaakov, Yisrael, hayu shivim nefoshes, v'kora kosuv shivim nefesh. In the singular. When it talks about Klal Yisrael, it talks about shivim nefesh. Why? Because ish echad b'lev echad. We're going into Mitzrayim, one goal and one goal only, and my personal interest of bottle lagamre. Esav, shesh nefoshes. Six individuals who are only focused on their own individual personal selves. We will carry on here. Just on this liquid, I just want to add one point which we've spoken about here many times. If a person wants to advance and get somewhere in this world, so taking time out to help other people usually isn't that beneficial. For example, you want to become you want to become a doctor, right? So you're studying in university, you've been there for 6 years, and you're now about to write finals. But there's a kid in the class who's a bit schwach. You know, he's been backing through it. It's taken about 11 years to get there. And you're about to write finals. And you know, if you don't help this guy, he's going to fail. He's not going to pass. But if you help him, you're going to take time out from your learning. You know, it's not going to go so good for you either. So you go to the professor and you tell him, listen, this is the story, yeah? So what does the professor tell you? Listen, my boy. He says, hey, you want to become a doctor? Become a doctor. You sit and work. You don't have time to go around doing charity cases, yeah? Yeah, after you're a doctor, you want to become a teacher, you want to help poor people, fine, it's a big thing to do. But if you take time out now, I'm not giving you any brownie points because you helped that guy. Understood? I mean, everyone would understand this. Would everyone have tainas against the professor? Of course not, that's the way it works. One of the memches kinyana teira, one of the tools we need to acquire in order to acquire teira, is noisim im oilech shel chavayra. You have to bear your fellow's burden. How does that help me? How does it help me? How does my closing my Gemara and going and helping the other guy, how does it help me make a kinyan in Torah? So, on the Yisod, we just said we can understand it, but you don't have to understand it because it's one of the kinyan in Torah. If you want to get Torah, you have to apply the kinyan. And no cinema, this is this is not about me and my Torah and how much grace I'm going to become and how I can be great and how I can do this. That's not what it's about. So I think the Rotzon Hashem. Now, the Rotzon Hashem is that you should help somebody else be Oyla. Maybe even he'll become greater than you. Fine. That's the Rotzon Hashem. That's the Rotzon Hashem. Someone's got sorrow. Someone's got suffering. Someone's in pain. You see by the Gedolei Yisrael, what does the word Godel mean? L'cho Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gevura v'ha-netzach v'ha-hoid. The pasuk that describes the midas of Hashem. So all the fortune point out, the first midah doesn't make any sense. What has Godel got to do with anything? You never see the word God in any of the midahs. There's chesed, gvura, tiferes. You never see Godel. So the fortune explained, what is the ikar gadlus? What is Godel? What is a great person? Somebody says they can chesed. And you see that for Gedolei Yisrael day and night, yom v'leil. You go to all the Gedolei Yisrael, mi'atchala atzof. What was the ikar priority, the ikar avoda? To take care of everybody else. Taking time out to make sure that everybody else is also taken care of. The stories are awesome. Unbelievable stories. What were the Gedolei Yisrael doing when everybody else was... What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing when everybody else was acquiring wealth? Checking out where Yosef's burial is going to be. How are we going to deal with Yosef? Where all the Gedolei Yisrael, what everybody's doing and everybody's doing... Where's the chesed? Where's the almana? Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal was not known for being not a masmid. He was the great masmidim of this generation. What did he do every Friday afternoon? He was phoning almanas to wish them good Shabbos. Phoning almanas to wish them good Shabbos. Where was Rukshach? Where was it? Rukshach used to go from Bnei Brak to Jerusalem to get a kid he never knew into Yeshiva Katana. How did he do that? Why should he do that? A telephone call wouldn't have been enough. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, Rav Shach speaking. Yeah, yeah, fine, he's in. No, get in a taxi, go to Jerusalem, go speak to Rosh Hashiva. Famous stories all the time. How do you do that? You know why? Because that's godless. That's godless, and that's how you make a Kenyan Torah. You don't make a Kenyan Torah by being selfish and worrying about your own learning. You make a Kenyan Torah by following the Kenyan Torah. Now, of course, it says the Talmud, you've got to learn 24 hours a day, and you've got to be Shmisayzin and Arichas Tosan, you've got to do all this stuff. But one of the things you have to do is, if you don't do this, you're not going to make a Kenyan Torah. And that's the Ish Echad Belay Bechad. That's good for the whole Sukkah of Purim, which I'm not going to go into now. But that is the beginnings of an understanding of some of the avodah and the chana that we need to do in order to make an emes nikra kabbalas haTorah. This Hashem will continue as we go along, but at least some things to focus on, meditate on, and think about.